Curiosity has its own reason for being. Curiosity has its own reason for being. Have you ever thought about that? It's an interesting concept. We're all so curious about what's going on in the world. That's what makes education such a fascinating experience. We're always looking into why. Why, where, and how things happen, and how we can enjoy them, and how we can know them better. We're always, curiosity has its own reason for being, and the reason for curiosity being is man's natural penchant to be the allness of the universe now. Man has the ability to be the allness of the universe now. Man has the ability to be aware of all the divine that it is now. That's just the way man is, and man has that capacity. And it's a wonderful capacity. It's a wonderful capacity, and so it's part of our enjoyment in living. We're made to, if we're in a divine body, we're in a divine mind, we're in divinity all the way in our life, and we're just curious to know how it functions. We're curious to know how the body functions, and we study it from tip to toe. And we look at all the things that the body does, and we say, isn't that fascinating? The body is filled with so many interesting things and how they all work together harmoniously to be a useful vehicle for us. Yes, it is really interesting. Can I, really ever have enough curiosity to know all that there is to know? We say that we are infinite wisdom. We say that we are the creative cause of ourselves. We say that everything that exists happens because of some thought we put in motion for it. And if this is true, and it is true as far as I'm concerned, if this is true, then that means we have the ability to know within us all things right now. And our curiosity is just a natural expression of knowing who and what we are. Now, if we can start out with the concept and realize that, number one, we are divine. Number one, we are wonderfully made. Oh, indeed we are. We are magnificently made. And the universe around us is equally made with magnificence. And the manner in which all the stars of the sky interweave among each other, a few colliding now and then, but basically out in their own space, doing their own thing and having a wonderful, galloping, super life. Just fantastic. Yeah, think about it. Are you ever curious about that? Well, not terribly. We are curious about that when it becomes our profession, that we study stars, or we study galaxies, or we study planets, or we study life outside of ourselves. But basically, our curiosity is studying things inside of ourselves. And this we do in very reluctance, very great reluctance, and with a minimum of interest. Believe it or not, we are only very little interested in how our body functions. We don't stop and think, what happens when we put food into our body? What happens when we put thoughts into our body? What happens when we take our body and use it for a wonderful purpose? What happens when we use our body for a non-wonderful purpose that we think is not wonderful? All of these things are part of how our body functions. It's part of who we are. It's our curiosity. And it has its own reason for being. It doesn't need to have a great big purpose for it. It just is. When we can say, this is a marvelous body. This is a marvelous being we are living in. We are fantastic. When we can say things like that, and not necessarily mean them or not, but we can say that, because it's true. We are begeistered. We are just charmed beyond limits for what our body can do and does do, and how other people's body does, and how we can connect with other people without even touching them. We think about them, and they think about us, and we are one. We think that we give a person a hug, and we're snuggling in with them, and we're saying, we love you. And are we really doing that? That's just the minimal effort, the minimal affectation, the minimal self that we're doing. The maximum is when we think of that person and we are that person. We think of that person and we are communicating with that person. We're thinking of an event anywhere in history and anywhere in the future too. My goodness, yes. We're thinking in the future and we are there because our curiosity takes us everywhere, not because we don't know, but because we want to understand in our human mind that we do know. We want to understand in our human mind that all the things that come to our attention, we already know. And our curiosity says, why do we already know that? Because we are the infinite creative cause. Now, the majority of humanity believe they are God. They believe that they are the creative cause of the universe. They believe that every thought they think has power to accomplish whatever it's thought about. They believe that. Now, if they didn't believe it, they would act quite differently. And it's only a few people who don't believe it who are having experiences in the contrary experience. And it's not because they need it, not because they must do it, not because it's the only way it works, but because they are thinking in that way. They are not curious about who they are to any degree. And they sort of go through life in sort of a sleepy attitude of just taking what comes and not realizing that their word is the power that makes everything come into being. Now, they are truly one as all the power in the universe, as we are. You and I, we're one as all the power in the universe, and we are that power, and we think that power, and we live that power, and we act that power, and we know that that power is who we are, and we go forth wonderful, dynamic, fantastic, glorious, beyond anything that we could ever imagine. And we are there. Yes. We are there and it is wonderful. We are there and it is grand. We are there and we are all that matters. We are all that matters. We are all that ever matters because we are there. Yes. Are you there? Are you one that all that matters? Are you the truth? Are you the wisdom? Are you the genius? Are you the magic of the universe? And the answer is 100% yes. Our curiosity has its own reason for being, and the reason, you might say, for our curiosity to be is to let us know that we are wonderful, that we are wonderfully made, that we are fantastic, that we are glorious, that we are beyond imagination, that we are special beyond words. We are truly something spectacular. We are truly something unimaginable. We are truly nobly being. This is what our curiosity sparks forth in our own inner self. It sparks forth the idea that we are wonderfully made, that we are fantastically made, that we are gloriously made. It sparks forth those thoughts in us. It reveals in us, to us, that we are wonderful indeed. We are fabulous indeed. We are beyond whatever we could have ever dreamed. And being beyond whatever we could have ever dreamed, we move into the awareness that it is done now for us in our world, wonderfully, beautifully, fantastically. Curiosity has its own reason for being. Now, let your curiosity carry you into the realization that you are the all, you are the is, you are the divine being now, and live in that divine being now, for this is your reality. This is my reality. This is the only reality that there is. Delight with me in it now, and know it is true for me and for you.